Well, good afternoon. It's hey, Brendan.
Hey. How are you?
Nice to see you. Thank you all for being here. It's nice to be in Tallahassee. Always good to come and visit. And look forward to any questions that you might have. I'm excited about running for governor. Really excited about it. Overwhelmed by the support that we've received so far. Very pleased and humbled by all of that. And, you know, it's all good. And I'm very grateful to my friend Darryl Parks. He's a man of justice. He's been a friend for a long time. And his willingness to help in the campaign is just another thing I'm very, very grateful for and appreciative of. Do you want to say anything?
Well, you know, I was
my advocate.
I was joking earlier with one of the other reporters that I supported you before you were a Democrat.
That's right.
And mainly because, Charlie, I think that how you feel about this state and its people, right, hasn't been seen around here in a long time.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate that, and I think that everyone who believes what you believe and cares about Florida, all of Florida, should support you. And
yeah.
So Ben and I are more than happy to do everything that we can do to help you in helping Florida.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Too.
I appreciate it. Any questions?
What
Steve.
What do you think about Chris Christie coming down there to raise money for Rick Scott?
I think it's interesting and entertaining. I think that, you know, they need to do whatever they think they need to do. For them, it seems to be all about the money. And, you know, whoever he thinks can come down and help him get more money, he's willing to stand with. And I wish them safe travels.
Governor, on the money front, rumblings from Republicans that they're going to raise so much money in this race that you're going to, quote, not know what hit you because it's going to be so disproportionately outspent. Can you comment to that? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's a heck of an attitude, not know what hit me. I mean, you know, I'm running because I want to help my fellow Floridians. And I'm not interested in hitting people. You know, what kind of attitude is that? What kind of heart gives that kind of message? Not the kind of heart people want in Florida. They want people who have positions of authority or serve them, who care about them, who want to do what's right, who have some compassion and care. And, you know, talking about hitting other people is that's a callous attitude that we're fed up with. Enough of that.
And you know what, Governor? You have to say that ultimately people have to realize the state is not for sale. And
right.
So it's not about money, right? And regardless, I think at this point, the citizens of this state have had a chance to see two governors. They've seen this governor, and they've seen what they've seen in the last 4 years. And I think people are ready for some change.
Governor, is it harder to raise money as a Democrat than it is as a Republican?
So far, no. It's been wonderful. I'm very humbled by the response, and it hasn't just been from my fellow Democrats, but also Republicans and Independents, and I'm very gratified by it. I really am.
Governor Scott made some news this week with his appointment of Carlos Lopez-Cantero as governor. Do you think that's going to make it harder for you to appeal to Hispanic voters in the campaign?
No, I don't. You know, Carlos is a fine fellow, but he's with the wrong guy. And this race is about Governor Scott. And Governor Scott has disappointed Floridians with education, the environment, with ethics, with so many things. And he's the top of the ticket. And that's really, at the end of the day, what the race is about. You know, who cares about the middle class? Who wants to fight for them? Who wants to make sure that we pay our teachers well and that we, you know, honor our promises?
Governor, it looks like the medical marijuana petition drive will succeed, at least in the signatures, but Republican leaders are still showing some opposition to it. I mean, do you think they're going to continue to make it? Is it right to make it a political issue, and how do you feel about the initiative?
I think it's an issue of compassion, Brendan. I think that, as you know, my partner John Morgan has fought very hard to try to get this before the people and allow the people the opportunity to make the decision. That's how democracy is supposed to work. And no disrespect to the Attorney General, but the notion of trying to get it to a point where you and I and the people of Florida don't get the opportunity to make this decision is not what a public servant should be doing. I support it. I think it's the right thing to do. It is out of compassion, and I'm glad John's doing it.
But even beyond the Attorney General, I mean, you could expect that the Republican leaders in the legislature, even if this passes, will try to craft a law that limits it as much as they can. I mean, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. You know, I hope they will respect what I believe the will of the people is on this issue. You've seen the numbers as well as I have. There is a desire to have this come to pass and to have that kind of compassion be involved with people that, you know, may be suffering or have loss of appetite, what have you. And I just think it's the right thing to do.
You mentioned a minute ago when you ticked off a list of issues you had concerns with the present governor about, one of the ones you mentioned was ethics.
Yes.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that? What did you have in mind?
Well, sure. I think you know what I had in mind, but I'm happy to elaborate. And, you know, he's got his record and I've got mine. And when Governor Scott ran before, it was talked about a lot, maybe not enough, the fact that he ran a company that had to pay the largest fine for fraud in the history of our country, you know, at the time. $1.7 billion for fraud. What is fraud with a healthcare company? Well, basically, it's upcoding, which is kind of a fancy word for stealing. That's wrong. That's not the right thing to do. And, you know, I think people want ethical leadership. They want people who treat sick people and taxpayers fairly instead of taking money from them that you don't earn.
Now that Governor Rick Scott has picked a running mate, do you feel any pressure to pick one yourself?
Well, not today. And I don't feel pressure ever, really. We'll make that decision in a timely fashion. Today's not that day, and I look forward to it.
And how do you feel about his picks?
His picks, plural, they've been a disaster. I mean, how many education commissioners have we had? How many agency heads have we had? I mean, it's, you know, one after another after another. I mean, it's just like, you know, heads are rolling all the time over there. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
What do you say to independent voters who are going to look at you and Rick Scott side by side? Because I've got reservations about both these guys on different issues. You know that independent voters are going to be very important in this election.
Critical. There's no question about it. All voters are going to be important in this election. I mean, every single person. And that really, I think, is a difference, Steve. You know, to me, it's one person at a time. And it's looking people in the eye and saying, look, I'm running for governor to try to serve you again because I'm disappointed. My heart is broken for educators, for people who care about the environment, for the middle class and the economy and the greater job opportunities we should be having in the Sunshine State. You know, that's what I'd say. I mean, that's really what this is about. It's about the future. And I think in this race, people know what they're going to get. I think they know Governor Scott now, and I believe that they know me. And we're very different people. And I think they deserve better than what they have now.
How do you overcome, though, Governor Scott's ability to, you know, brag about Florida's economic turnaround? Unemployment is down. There's a budget surplus, you know, a big budget surplus this year. So how do you combat that?
Well, just tell the truth. Tell people that the turnaround started when we were still here. Tell people that, you know, it's important to understand that we can be doing better. I mean, we can be more innovative. We can actually help people in education. The way to have better jobs and higher paying jobs, not just, you know, jobs that don't pay much at all. You know, you got to realize a lot of people aren't even applying for jobs anymore. So when you see a change in numbers, you got to factor that in, I think. You know, we're the Sunshine State. We should be doing energy alternatives. We should be doing more space exploration in the public-private sector with people like Elon Musk, who I talked to recently about SpaceX. I mean, there's so many more things that we could be doing to address climate change and the kind of things that really affect a place like Florida significantly. I know in my heart we can do it. I hope that we can, and I look forward to the race.
So would you say that George W. Bush then was more responsible for the downturn than, say, you were?
I think it was a global economic meltdown, and the notion that any one person brought that, or any one governor certainly brought that on, is just absurd. It's laughable. And, you know, I mean, if they try to sell that to people, people are smarter than that, and they understand that that's not the case, that I did things to keep us from going further in the ditch. I mean, I had the audacity to embrace President Obama, to accept the stimulus funds, the Recovery Act, tried to advocate for other people in Washington to support it, and thank God it happened. I mean, we would have lost 20,000 jobs, you know, in education, in law enforcement, and so many other things. So, you know, we served in a very difficult economic time, and the one thing that, two things actually, we tried never to do was to reduce funding for education, because that's the way to a brighter future and better employment and better jobs, and to not leave the vulnerable in the lurch. and make sure that they had somebody who was willing to help and care about them, even though it was tough times.
Which policies of Governor Rick Scott's would you consider reversing?
All of them.
Okay.
I mean, let's talk about voter rights first. You know, I signed an executive order so that voters could vote early voting more often and in more places, number one. I think that democracy is something we ought to respect, we ought to care about. Let's talk about education. I wouldn't cut it $1.3 billion in my first year as governor and then follow that up by $300 million slash to higher education the second year. You have to support it and you have to nurture it in order for it to do better. On the environment, I wouldn't be dumping out of Lake Okeechobee into the Caloosahatchee and the St. Lucie River and making it so that, you know, we have record deaths of manatees. Children can't go swimming in those reservoirs right now. I mean, everything. I would change everything he's doing and get Florida back on track. I would have approved the bullet train. You know, these kind of things that would have provided tens of thousands of jobs. And he's the jobs governor? I could go on and on, but I got to visit some nice people. Thank you for
being
here.
Thank you for coming.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.